Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So when I was in medical school, this was in the early 90s to mid-90s, we were told by the pharmaceutical companies that statin medications were going to cure heart disease. They were the answer to everything. Well, it's now 2013, and obviously that's not the case. Heart disease still remains our number one killer. Why? Well, it's the failure of conventional medicine. You know, that one disease, one drug, cookie-cutter approach just doesn't work. And what we've identified here at Life Extension, you know, by working with a lot of different experts throughout the world, is that there are about 16 other risk factors that your doctor simply doesn't know. We call these the lesser-known risk factors. And one I want to talk about today is nitric oxide. Low nitric oxide results in arterial dysfunction and simply just increases your risk for heart disease. Now, and so it's doing a couple different things here. It's true that cholesterol does contribute to arterial plaque. It is a risk factor. It's just not the only risk factor. But the mechanism by which it most damages the arterial wall is quite different than what drug companies want to promote. When levels of cholesterol go too high, there's a corresponding reduction in the amount of nitric oxide available to the inside lining of the arteries. That inside lining is called the endothelium. This can lead to catastrophic arterial failure. So cholesterol goes up, nitric oxide levels go down. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what is nitric oxide and why is it so important to the arterial system? Well, it's a very simple compound, nitric oxide, a nitrogen and an oxygen, and what it does is it dilates vessels. Very simple. You know, sometimes when I do lectures on the heart, I get I'll get the audience going a little bit, and I'll have them make this noise. Boop, 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 boop. That noise, you sound familiar, right? Heart, boop, boop. That noise, thub-dub some people do, is the heart punch, pushing the blood out, pumping the blood out, and it dilates with that first bump, boom. The vessel dilates, and then the second bump, boom, it pushes the blood through. So that noise, boop, 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 that's health. That's life. Without that sound, your blood's not going to go anywhere. Nitric oxide runs that sound, if you will. It dilates the vessels, and then the vessels can contract and push that blood through. Without nitric oxide, the cardiovascular system fails. Right? That's why low levels, I just said it, low nitric oxide can lead to catastrophic arterial failure. Why? Because you're not going boom, 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 boom anymore. I mean, the heart's trying to pump it out, but if the vessels can't dilate to receive that bolus of blood from the heart pumping and then constrict to push it forward, your tissues, your cells will never receive oxygen. Nitric oxide is a critical component of a healthy arterial system. What we notice as we get older, and as cholesterol levels go up, nitric oxide levels drop, putting us at risk for all kinds of arterial disease. But there's good news. There are ways to raise it. There's natural ways to raise nitric oxide. Now, there's chemical ways, too. Cardiologists can prescribe nitroglycerin. They do that for people who suffer chest pain. Sure. I mean, that works. That's going to produce nitric oxide and help the blood vessels dilate. But there's natural ways that can help that are safer, that also have other benefits because they often are just strong antioxidants. So let's talk a little bit about natural ways to raise nitric oxide level and reduce at least this one risk factor. Now remember, there's 17 total risk factors of heart disease, right? High cholesterol, high LDL is one of them. When I say high cholesterol, that's usually what I'm talking about, high bad cholesterol, the LDL stuff. There's 16 other risk factors, one of which is low nitric oxide, okay? Many other risk factors. So focusing just on one is not the cure-all, right? If we start doing that, if I start talking like that, then I sound just like the pharmaceutical companies did when I was a medical student when they talked about statin medications. We have to get away from this one drug, one mechanism, cure all approach. It just doesn't work. The body is way more complicated than that. However, if you can start, you know, managing more and more of these heart disease risk factors like cholesterol, like nitric oxide, then you're going to improve your chances of living a very long, healthy life, right? So what can we do naturally to raise nitric oxide? Well, first of all, the best thing you can do is give your body the precursor to nitric oxide. And that's the amino acid arginine. Arginine is very simple, very safe, very cheap overall. There's arginine capsules, arginine powders. It comes in, a good whole protein shake, and it will have some arginine in it. So it's very easy to get, very cheap. But arginine is the precursor to nitric oxide. So researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, they gave 3 grams a day to 80 older patients with known atherosclerosis, that's arterial plaque. The patients improved significantly with walking speed and walking distance. Why is that important? Those are known markers of arterial health. So here you have older patients, right? They have known arterial plaque, probably some symptoms with it. They can't walk very far and they cannot walk very fast. You give them 3 grams a day of arginine, the precursor to nitric oxide. Their arteries are able to go boop, 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 boop better, right? That's a good thing. And now they're able to walk farther and walk faster than before. That's a significant improvement. That's simply just with arginine, the precursor to nitric oxide. I think that's a pretty cool study. What are some, and by the way, this same group, but they published this in a different journal. This was in Clinical Nutrition. They took 10 grams, a little bit more in this case, of arginine. And what they wanted to do, after seeing that the older patients did better with walking, which are simply surrogate markers for arterial health, it's not really measuring arterial health. There is a standard way of measuring how well something is helping the artery, and that is known as the brachial artery dilatation test. So there's an artery that you can measure. It's called the brachial artery. You can actually measure how much it's dilating when you give it something. So they took 10 grams of arginine, and they showed that this significantly increased brachial artery dilatation. So when you put these two studies together, you have arginine, the known precursor to nitric oxide, causing dilatation of the brachial artery. That's the gold standard to measure how something is helping the artery. And then you apply it to these 80 older people who are now walking faster and farther. I mean, you put those two together, arginine is very, very good for the cardiovascular system through its production of nitric oxide. But it doesn't end there. There are other supplements that I also like to use to help with nitric oxide. I joke about this. You know, I've said this before, I don't think I ever give a lecture, and most of my segments on healthy, on Radio MD, I talk about pomegranate a lot, don't I? Yeah, almost every lecture I give, I talk about pomegranate, and almost every segment on Radio MD, I talk about pomegranate, because it's that good. Eat it, bathe with it, swim in it, do whatever you can to get a lot of pomegranate down. Pomegranate can raise nitric oxide production by as much as 20%. Pomegranate extract. Resveratrol. Yeah, my dad calls that the red wine supplement. Yeah, resveratrol can increase nitric oxide significantly, along with quercetin, which comes from citrus fruit. And aged garlic extract is also really good for raising nitric oxide levels. But you know what? I would begin with the arginine, right? That's the precursor. Go and help your body make more nitric oxide. Lower your risk of cardiovascular disease in a safe, effective, natural way. Start attacking all of those risk factors of heart disease, not just cholesterol. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.